Some Chrysler dealers have a big problem. In fact, they have about 44,000 problems. That's the number of cars and trucks they have to sell in less than 3 weeks. As part of its restructuring and bankruptcy court, Chrysler is canceling its contracts with almost 800 dealers. And that means if you want to buy a Chrysler, Jeep, or Dodge, the old sales pitch may actually be true. There's never been a better time than now to buy a new car. Well, Frank Morris of member station KCUR hightailed it down to a dealer near him.
There aren't many customers in the showroom here at Jim Clark Motors in Lawrence, Kansas. Just a guy milling around waiting for repairs. But the owner here, Junior Brubeck, is on the job.
We're looking at a Dodge Caravan. Everybody drives these. Probably our number one selling vehicle.
This dealership has been here 53 years, and so has Brubeck. He sold thousands of these vans, trucks, and cars, but he won't be selling them long.
We got a nice little FedEx envelope that said you will be terminated.
That means Brubeck needs to move all 70 new Dodge, Chryslers, and Jeeps off his lot now.
We're ready to negotiate. Let me put it that way.
Now, this minivan, for instance, lists for just under $30,000. Today, Brubeck will sell it to you for about $21,000. That discount includes more than $5,000 from Chrysler, the kind of thing Brubeck won't be eligible to offer after June 9th, plus another $3,000 that he says is coming out of his pocket.
It's not 50% off or any unreasonable figure, because I can sell it to another dealer before I do that.
New car sales, line one, please. New car sales, line one.
At Bob Haas Dodge in Kansas City, Kansas, co-owner Rick Haas isn't selling. He's buying, even though Chrysler sales are off more than 40%. Because with Chrysler's plants shut down for months during the company's restructuring, doomed dealers are Haas's only source for new cars.
We're not going to see any new cars for 3 months, and this is our busiest season. So, you know, if a guy doesn't take cars and sits on his hands, he's going to be starving for inventory.
Haas says he'll buy 40 or 50 cars from a buddy of his who's being forced out of business. The buddy will lose a little on the deal, but it beats taking them to auction, the dealer's last resort. Of course, there are some winners here.
Goodbye, car!
Suzanne Hoffman saluted her old sedan at Weinberg Dodge in Grandview, Missouri, as she beamed at the shiny red muscle car she'd just picked up for about $7,000 off.
We've been shopping around. It fits my needs. I like it. They worked well with us, and I'm driving off a lot with it today.
Back at Jim Clark Motors, the maintenance shop is humming, even though the showroom is empty, and Junior Brubeck has just made a sale, not to a customer, but over the phone, to a dealer who's taking three of his Jeeps.
Good news is we sold them. A dealer somewhere will get to make some money on them. Bad news is that wasn't us. Good news is they won't be here anymore.
But Brubeck will. Like most dealers canceled by Chrysler, he's diversified. Brubeck has an established garage that'll stay. He sells used cars, too, and Volkswagens, both of which are working out a lot better than Chrysler products these days. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.